The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WEBL-FM.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're having fun. It's tailgate. We are live from the Spartan Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I came in and picked up Barbecue Bob this morning on the way to the studio, and I tell you what, I was following some tailgate vehicles, and it got me fired up, man. It is tailgate season. If you're just tuning in, we are on the air a half hour early now for the next few weeks because we are going to be the tailgate show prior to the game. So we're going to be doing our show from 8:30 to 10:30 for the rest of the fall till football season is done, but we are glad to be here. It's a beautiful Saturday. Get out there on the blacktop, fire up your grill, and let's do a tailgate. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Jop. We are Tailgate Central for Michigan and soon the world. That's right. WBBL, we've got a signal that stretches across lower Michigan and 50,000-watt blowtorch. There's people all over the state listening right now that are headed to a tailgate, and, you know, we kind of just think of where we're headed for the day, but if you were on the freeway right now, you'd be seeing all the flags.
Yes, you would. Hey, you know what? And if you've got a great tailgate going, give us a shout out. 1-800-785-1073. Tell us what you're doing at your tailgate. Love to hear it. Love to pass it on to the rest of the listeners of what the best recipe is you have for tailgate. And speaking of recipes, we got a guest in the studio with us. We have Shasta from the Old World Olive Press. Good morning, Shasta.
Good morning.
Hey, you know what? You are one of my favorite guests because what you represent with regard to your store is something so unique and so different. It's kind of like exciting for me when I get to cook with the vinegars and the extra virgin olive oils, because if you've not done this, it really imparts a very unique and different flavor. And it's not just oil and vinegar. Tell me a little bit about that, some of the flavors that you've got at the store.
Well, I'll tell you, we have just a whole plethora of flavors, about 50 different varieties in the store. Sometimes they change seasonally as well, just depending on what the season is. But, you know, we have stuff like what I brought in for you today, a cinnamon pear balsamic vinegar. And it's just a phenomenal product to add a couple drops to a salad or a marinade, and it adds just a ton of flavor. We've got some other unique things like a juniper berry, of course, a strawberry, a cherry, raspberry, you know, the basic flavors as well, but a lot of really neat things.
Now, we tend to, Maureen and I like to tend to ride that bike trail, the
right.
White Pine Trail. So we were, after you were on the show, we took the White Pine Trail a week or two later, and we're blowing up to Cedar Springs or somewhere. And I said, you know what, let's take a little break here in Rockford.
Sure.
And wandered down. So you are on the corner of what? What's
pretty much on the corner of Bridge and Main.
You're a little bit to the west.
Correct.
On the north side.
Correct, going towards the dam.
And it's pretty easy to drive by your shop, because I was riding a bike and I'm kind of looking around. It wasn't, you know, it didn't slap me in the face, but it, you know.
Yeah.
It's,
well, if you're in downtown Rockford, which isn't a big place,
right.
There's only one stoplight in downtown
right.
Rockford. And if you're at the stoplight, look to the north and the west and you'll see the shop.
That's
right?
It, right there.
Right.
So we went in there and I tasted all sorts of your balsamics. And I don't think there was one that wasn't good.
Awesome. Yeah, there is some really neat flavors.
Hey, Bob, we got a caller, Patty from Door. Are you out there?
Love it.
Patty, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling in to the Grilling Guys. Tell us what you're tailgating today.
I'm sorry, pardon me?
I said thanks for calling in to the Grilling Guys. Tell us what you're tailgating, what you're cooking today.
Well, we have a wonderful egg bake that we are going to partake in at our tailgate. We have homemade bruschetta on some wonderful French bread. Some champagne, some wine, and we're just going to make it happen.
So what game are you going to?
We are going to the one and only game. It's Michigan State.
Atta girl. There you go.
Yes, yes.
I think this is one of the Fab Five.
It is. You have to guess which one.
Well, they already said Patty, so I've got you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Patty, that sounds like a great time. And you guys enjoy yourself, behave, and come home safe, but enjoy the game. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. We will. If you want a recipe for the egg bake or the bruschetta, you can reach us on our email, thefab5.com.
Okay, thanks. Crazy girls, tailgating girls.
That's hey, right. I guess we got another caller, David from Door. Are you out there, David?
I'm here, man.
Hey, man, where are you tailgating today?
I'm not tailgating. I just had a grilling question as far as spicing your meats when you're grilling.
Okay, go ahead.
Someone told me that you really shouldn't put salt on at first because it dries the meat out, and I'm wondering if that's true or not.
What kind of meat are you cooking?
Well, normally steaks or chicken.
Okay, you got some bad advice, brother.
It's a myth.
It's a myth because I tell you what, one of my favorite and most simple recipes for a piece of steak, now listen closely because it's two big steps, okay? You're going to bring that thing out of the fridge, unwrap it, and set it on a plate, and then you're going to take sea salt and pretty liberal amount of it and crack it on the top of there or shake it on if it's already cracked. I like the little grinder. Do the same thing with some pepper. Flip it over. Do it liberally on the other side. Let it set on your counter at least an hour before you grill it. That salt will sink into the meat with the pepper. It'll be the best steak you ever had.
I add one more step to that.
What's that?
Before I do any of that, I rub it with olive oil.
Okay, because that'll make it stick.
Right on.
Shasta's like, hell,
I do.
Yeah,
it's, you got it. It's a necessary part of the crusting. If you do steak properly, what you're going to do is you're going to have them cut nice and thick so that you can actually get the outside charred and still have a nice pink layer. If you like them medium or medium rare, right, the way you're supposed to eat steak. If you're doing them well done, you know, cut them razor thin. Who cares?
David, does that make sense to you?
Makes sense. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Well, enjoy those steaks today.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. So, Shasta, here's the deal. What kind of olive oil do you recommend for putting on a steak? If I'm going to do the salt and pepper, what would you say is one of the more popular ones to put on there?
Garlic. You can never have enough garlic.
I agree.
Yep. Tuscan herb is good, too, though.
Right. Right. So what's the difference between garlic and Tuscan herb?
Tuscan herb is going to have some rosemary, some basil, parsley, marjoram, a couple other flavors in it. Garlic is just going to have garlic.
Okay, so I'm looking at
sense.
Looking at this garlic olive oil, and there's no cloves of garlic floating around in there. There's no chunks in there. How do the flavors get into the oils?
They infuse the flavor from the garlic itself, and they press it at the same time that they're pressing the olive. So they infuse that flavor right into the olive oil itself. So you're getting a really intense garlic, true garlic flavor. It's
a huge difference.
It is.
I do that myself if I don't have any of yours, and glad you brought some.
All right.
But I'll very often just take some olive oil out, and I cheat. I like the garlic that's already chopped up in a jar.
Yeah, you bet.
It's just faster. I got kids, you know.
Yeah,
I don't have that time to be finicky like Jop here. He can sit and chop a piece of garlic for 40 minutes. But
just be nice, right?
Yeah, I've got to kind of blow through it. So I'll just take a scoop out, throw it in some oil, and...
Yep, yeah. But see, now you've got garlic oil that I brought in the studio.
That's the way to go.
So now you don't have to worry about chopping.
Well, it looks a lot better, too, if you put it in a bowl, because sometimes after you leave garlic in a bowl for a day,
yeah,
the oil doesn't look so great. It still
sure
tastes great, but if you're dipping or anything with it,
right,
you know, yours is nice, and, I mean, that looks like a fine bottle of wine right there.
You guys are going to fight over that bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL, and that was almost a stereo response.
It was. But we will fight. If I get on top of Bob, I can sit on him, and then it'll be good.
So that's not good.
Yeah. But anyway, so Shasta, these if I'm using the extra virgin olive oils, how much of that would I use? Dave just called in and said he wanted to have a steak. Bob recommended putting some of it on there. How much of that am I putting on there?
You know, you're really not using that much. I would say just, you know,
brush it.
Yeah, brush it on. A thin layer on the top. You could drizzle it too, but of course, brushing, I think, gets into the meat better. Brush a layer on top, flip it over, do the same.
You know, the other effect is your salt and pepper sticks to the steak better.
It does.
It doesn't, you know, because if you're using sea salt or a heavy coarse salt, sometimes you'll put the salt on it and it'll just fall off the meat
right
when you flip it over.
This will help the flavors adhere better.
But the thing the oil does, what I find, is that it actually conducts the heat mm-hmm better, so you serve to cauterize that cut meat faster, especially if you have a crummy, weak grill and
right,
you know, you've got to beg it to cook a steak.
Right, exactly.
And so you need these tricks, right? Because
yep,
not everybody's cooking on a tech.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing that the oil is going to do is it's going to help keep it tender. So it's going to help seal some of those juices and flavors in for you, too.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
So we've talked a little bit about the oils. What do I use these vinegars for? I mean, you know, my mom used to clean with vinegar.
Sure.
Right? And it wasn't necessarily something that everybody knows how to cook with.
Yeah.
So I've learned, and thank you for some of your recipes. But just in general, what does the vinegar do? Olive oil is kind of easy to understand. It's on the surface. But what about the vinegars?
You know, the vinegar, you really want to use it the same way. It's just, I think a lot of people aren't as familiar, like what you said. Back in the day, we think of a white distilled vinegar, and that's kind of where our mind stops. And we've come so far from that. The one that's here today, cinnamon pear, that's excellent on any sort of pork or steak or anything that you'd put on the grill. The cool thing about it is, really, again, I've said it before, there's just not a wrong way to use it. Especially when it comes to vinegar on meat, it's going to help tenderize the meat a little bit more, so you're going to get a nice juicy flavor out of any sort of meat, or drizzle it on a vegetable.
Okay, yeah, that's where I've used it the most. Is I'm a big fan of grilled romaine the grill, and have used your tangerine balsamic on there. Boy, does that impart just a wonderful flavor.
Sure.
And I just kind of drizzle it on there after the end. And I think you had like a blood orange olive oil, and I combined the two, put a little bit of oil on the romaine and grilled it with that, again, with some cracked salt and pepper.
Sure.
And then drizzled that balsamic on the back end. That orange flavor, the combination of both was just fantastic. Easy little recipe out there, guys. Romaine is that long rectangular lettuce, if you haven't used that before. Don't cut it up. Put the whole head on there. It's kind of square. Grill it on four sides, and then with that the oil on it and the drizzling the balsamic over it. Wow, fantastic.
We're talking with Shasta from Old World Olive Press in Rockford, and the first time you were into the show, you brought some wonderful, wonderful balsamics and oils, and honestly, that's the best balsamic I ever had.
Well, thank you.
And I really started, from that point on, using a lot more balsamic.
Well, good.
Yeah. And you don't have to be a gourmet cook to use this, guys. If you're listening out there, experiment with it a little bit. What are you going to do, ruin a 50-cent piece of lettuce? Give it a try, and I'm telling you, you will not ruin it. It really enhances the flavor. Your friends and your family will be like, wow, what is that you're eating? So give it a try. Old World Olive Press in Rockford. Get up there, check it out, and see what's going on. Coming up in our next segment, we've got a real special guest on. It's going to be Noel Dean. He's the varsity football coach. The Lowell had their Pink Arrow game last night. It was a big success. I'm not sure the exact number, but going into the game, in 3 years, this group had raised over $700,000 for charity with a high school football game. I'm telling you, it is a cool deal. The Today Show was there last night watching this. So stick with us. Noel's going to be on. We're going to give you some tailgate tips and how to set up a tailgate team. So we're the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.